Here at the Nicolai School, here with two volunteers, can you introduce yourself?
I'm Suzanne Shore, and I work in the communications.
I'm NJ Gates, and I'm a floater in the villages.
Okay, and one more thing. Can you say where you're from?
Houston, Texas.
And I'm from Denali, originally from New York.
So you are both volunteers here. How long have you been volunteering for the Iditarod?
I've been volunteering for 4 years.
This is NJ, and this is my first year.
You've been coming back to the Iditarod. What keeps you coming back and helping out and taking time off work to come here and help out during the race?
Well, right now I live in Texas, and so it gives me a great opportunity to come back to Alaska, which I lived here previously, and I enjoy the community. I love the landscape. I love the enthusiasm and the love for dogs that the people have. And it's a fun thing that you can't see anywhere else.
And it's your first year volunteering. Can you talk about why you came? What drew you to help out?
It is my first year, and I'm pretty excited to be here in Nicolai. I work in Denali, and so I don't get much time off, and it's never in the summer. So wanting to come out and see some of the villages, meet the native people, and see what life is like out in the bush, because it just fascinates me that people can live out here and survive and thrive, actually. And I love dogs. In my next life, I'm going to be a musher. And that's why I'm here.
Mm-hmm. So will Nicolai be the only checkpoint you'll be working at, or what goes on with volunteers? What happens?
This year, Nicolai will be the only checkpoint, but in previous years, I've been to other multiple locations in 1 year.
For me, I am in Nicolai, and then I've been told I'll be leapfrogged to some other village, but I don't know where that is yet, which is great.
Okay, talk a little bit about what you do. What does it take to be an Iditarod volunteer in a checkpoint in a village?
Well, I work in the communications section, and basically I'm here to relay information to headquarters so everybody can know that the mushers and dogs arrive safely from checkpoint to checkpoint, and then everyone else, friends and family, are aware of it, and the headquarters is aware of where they're located. Mm-hmm. And logistics as well, people flying in and out, making sure everyone's accounted for.
And my position is called floater, which means I float behind the scenes, and when somebody says something needs to be done, then I go and do it. So it could be moving bales of straw, could be chopping up veggies, could be whatever.
So how did you get involved? What did you have to do in order to make it here to Nicolai to the checkpoint? Did you apply online, or did you call Iditarod headquarters, or what did you do to make it here?
Once I discovered Iditarod on the website, I noticed there is a section where you can apply to be a volunteer and specify what different roles you'd like to take. The first couple of years, I did dog handling at the start and restart and learned about communications, and that would be an opportunity for me to be able to go out to the trail. So then part of communications, you volunteer in headquarters for a year or two, so you get an understanding of the race and what it's like to be in Anchorage receiving information and what's going on there. And then at some point later, you go out on the checkpoint when there's a spot available.
I happen to live in the same community where Mark Nordman lives, who's the coordinator of volunteers, and I begged and pleaded and managed to hold him down long enough so he said, yes, you can be a volunteer. So that's how I got here.
Uh-huh. Great. Anything else you'd like to share about taking your time and being here and helping out with this great race?
I know when I talk to people about the Iditarod, they're fascinated by it, a number of people outside of Alaska. And they always think when they hear about the stories, that it's a really wonderful thing, as NJ said, people living in these communities and surviving in these conditions and doing really fabulous things there. And I just love it. I have that same enthusiasm and enjoy coming out and meeting all of the people.
I guess as a last word, I would say that if you're turned on to Iditarod, spread the word. And if you haven't been turned on to Iditarod, check it out. It's a great way to see the last frontier, both as a volunteer, as a musher. I think what the mushers do and the dogs do is pretty incredible. They're awesome athletes, and I just want to wish them all well and safe travels.
Reporting in Nicolai, I'm Lorelei Kinneen.